What are you doing in the living room? Aren't you supposed to be doing something else than sitting here? Usually you're not around when I come home from work. Hey, what's wrong? Are you okay? No? Sorry, do you want to talk about what happened? Not really, huh? Hard day, huh? All right. Scoot over. Yes, you need to make some space so I can sit down next to you. Oh, you're wearing your collar. Are you feeling like a pup today in your pup space? Oh, baby. Must have been a hard day then if you felt like this and had to go to work and act responsible on top of whatever else may be going on. I also had a long, exhausting day, so I wouldn't mind some snuggles. Would you mind giving me some? Come on, cuddle up with me, please. No, you're a shy puppy. Okay, I'll just pat your head a little, okay? Maybe scratch behind your ears a bit. You look like you're enjoying that. Under your chin, I can also scratch. Pat your head and stroke your hair. It's okay. Sometimes we all have hard days. I know how that feels when you're in a certain headspace and every responsibility you have to do, every daily adult task you have to do just feels so much harder and so much more difficult. It's okay. You can relax with me. You're safe. Was that? Was that a smile I just saw? No? I think it was. What if I scratch behind your ears and under your chin again, huh? Now that's a good puppy. I think I also need this after my day out. Like, I always hate having to act so professional and standoffish, and just all the stress and the deadlines and everything that goes on all day, and then maybe I just needed to come home and snuggle a cute little puppy for once. Especially if it's the bestest puppy around, the cutest little puppy ever. That's it. It's okay, you can relax. Let yourself fall with me, okay? I'm here to take care of you. You don't have to stay so tense. Come on. You want to snuggle on my lap? I can see in your eyes that you want to. Come here, puppy. Come on. Snuggle up on my lap so I can caress and stroke and pet you better, huh? That looks like a happy puppy. See? I knew you wanted this just as much as I did. We both need this, huh? Some snuggles, some cuddles. With the one most wonderful puppy around. It makes me so happy to snuggle up with you like this after a hard day. Even though I'm of course sad that you felt sad and that you didn't have a good day, I mean, I don't mind that you were in pup space. I mean, because we haven't snuggled in a while. I mean, why are platonic snuggles not a thing? Why do you always have to over-sexualize everything? I mean, not you in general, just like society, because like, this is so soothing, having you on my lap and stroking your hair and giving you head pats and stroking your back. It's so relaxing for both of us. I think this is a wonderful roommate arrangement. You don't annoy me. You do your chores, you clean, you eat the food I make. You help me with the dishes after the food I made. You're not loud. You're not dirty. Everything is great. You're such a good roommate. And then, as if that wasn't already enough to be like lucky, consider where we live and how difficult it is to find room space. No, you're also the most adorable puppy around and give the best of snuggles. Such a good puppy. I can feel you relaxing. The more I stroke and pet and scratch you, I feel that you're relaxing even more with me. Your body's going soft and can basically feel the tension melt out of you. It makes me so happy when my puppy is happy. And you make the cutest little noises when you're like this. I enjoy that so very much. What's that look on your face? Why are you doing that to my paw? Oh, right, I still have cookies in here from earlier. It was like one of my colleagues' birthday today, you know, and usually you bring cake to work when it's your birthday, but apparently she likes baking cookies, so she brought like just mountains and mountains of chocolate chip cookies and like chocolate cookies, and there were even some carrot cake cookies with like a cream cheese frosting. It was really good. I packed some of the chocolate chip and the chocolate cookies, and I swear to God, you're such a nosy little puppy. All right, I'll give you one of the cookies, but not too much. I'm making dinner later, so here you go. Hungry puppy, huh? Let me guess. With all the stress and the motions, you haven't been eating, huh? Bad puppy, you know I hate it when you don't take care of yourself. Hey, no, don't pout at me like that. No, you're such a good puppy. You're the best puppy around, I promise. I just wish you would take better care of yourself. Come here. Snuggle back up. You're not going anywhere. I mean, except for later, when we're gonna go for a walk. Because judging by your looks, you haven't been anywhere else than work, the train, to work, and in here, so we need to get some fresh air later on, okay? But for now, just stay on my lap, stay snuggled up, and I'll turn on some TV, okay? So we can relax. Does that sound like a good plan? Good puppy. That sounds like a great plan, I agree. I love it when we snuggle together. All right, honey, just relax. Yeah, curl up with me, that's it. Focus on my little voice and focus on my small fingers caressing your hair and your neck and your back, scratching behind your ears and your chin, giving you head pats. Just focus on me, just relax. That's a good puppy. The best is the most wonderful puppy around. Thank you for allowing me to take care of you. It's okay, rest. I'll be here when you wake up.